Joining us now for our weekly analysis of the presidential campaign is Slate's chief political writer, Will Salatin. Hi, Will. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Alex.
Over this weekend, we're reminded that there is another trouble spot in the world aside from Iraq. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the international community is now determined, she said, the whole community, to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. Now, how is this going to play into the presidential campaign? You heard that. What did you think?
Well, I thought, you know, I've heard this before about another country that begins IRA. We went after one of these two countries claiming that it had a nuclear weapons program, claiming that it had weapons of mass destruction. Our allies didn't go along with us. We said, well, heck, we're going to go in anyway and do it. And we did. And now we possibly may see a further price in addition to the prices that we've paid in blood and treasure. Namely, we come up against another country and we say, they have these weapons, come on, let's go do it. And will we be believed? Especially if we're asking for sanctions against Iran when we just told our allies that sanctions didn't work against Iraq and we had to go to war against them. It raises the stakes of the price of the Iraq war if our allies won't join us when there are actual nuclear weapons to go to war against or to apply sanctions against.
All right, well, let's try the economy for a topic. Friday, we learned that jobs growth in July was smaller than Wall Street had been expecting, significantly smaller. Employers created only 32,000 new jobs. The economists had been thinking there would be 200,000 new jobs. That's a big difference. Not good news for Mr. Bush.
No, and even Republicans are admitting this is disappointing. It's the smallest monthly gain of the year. It's the fourth straight month when the rate of growth of jobs has slowed down. And the Labor Department said that growth actually was lower in May and June than they originally thought. There's just a whole attitude of pessimism, that P word that the administration complains about, that's growing in the economic sector. And this is a big problem for the administration because President Bush was just beginning to tell everybody that we were turning the corner. That's the new catchphrase of the Bush campaign. And if it turns out that the numbers are not going up, they're going down again, then we're pretty much running out of time for public opinion to turn around on the question of whether the economy is improving under George W. Bush.
Let me ask you about his opponent, John Kerry, the Democratic nominee. There's an interesting ad that's surfaced directly attacking him on his military service, which he's been saying is proof of his leadership skills. This comes from fellow Vietnam veterans challenging his record of heroism. Now, perhaps this group is backing off. I'm not quite sure what's going on with this story.
Well, the Bush campaign is not running this ad. This is being run by a so-called independent group, although one of the folks who was funding it is a longtime Republican donor who is connected to Karl Rove in various ways. What's certain is that Senator McCain, John McCain, came out and said this ad was dishonorable, that the same thing had been done to him in 2000 when he was running against, drumroll please, George W. Bush. Now it turns out that one of the folks who is in the ad, none of these guys were actually on the boat with John Kerry. They were all serving in swift boats, maybe perhaps near Senator Kerry, but they weren't directly on his boat. And now one of them has told the Boston Globe that this affidavit that he signed that was part of this whole campaign questioning Senator Kerry's record in Vietnam, what he said wasn't quite true. Now the group is saying, well, it was true, and they're challenging the Globe report. The Globe says, hey, we have it on the record. So there are a lot of questions being raised by Senator McCain and by people actually in the organization about the truth of the ad.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Will, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Alex.